Cherry Go Radio. Hey, yo, what up, though?
My nigga?
What's going down with you?
Yo, though? That was the livest show of my life. Word. Just missed that.
Yo, what happened? What happened?
Man, some skinny nigga from Ann Arbor got on stage. We start clowning this nigga. Like, what the fuck is he doing on stage? Yo, he start murking that shit. Everything from his style, content, delivery. And that shit was electrifying. He got my knees buckled, what? Shaking and shit. I'm looking my drum.
What was his name, though?
I don't know his name. I don't know, the crowd was just chanting. The crowd was saying some shit. Like,
One for the money, yes sir, two for the show. A few years ago in Trey's crib on Nixon Road was the start of something good. We rode deep in the Taurus through the hood, just trying to find them underground classics. Trunk rattling, coming down packing, headed to Purple Red to see what's coming out that week. Had to have it, that was the birth of the athletic rapper. Writing raps and classics served after practice. Time passes, the catastrophic never happens. Never blew up, but you can never tell by actions. Kept the swagger, just like it never left Mick Jagger. Then I grabbed it from my staff members in a package. Then one day, they gathered round with straight faces, they sat me down. No joking, they spoke slowly. I listened closely, and this is what they told me. You are the one and only, you are the one they need. You knew it all along, because you hold the key. This is not a game, this is not for play. You have a job to do, and it starts today. Starts today.
Beat it all right. Woo! You beat it all right. Wanna get on the way, huh? Yeah! Woo!
Come on, y'all, help me out right here.
Whoa!
Yes.
Beautiful
summer day. Ann Arbor, Michigan. I love my city. Especially in the summertime. It's kind of like your city, I'm sure. Good people, good food, good music. Listen. It's a lovely summer day in the state of Michigan. The sun rays make you wake up with a grin. No matter what the day presents, you can't lose. Whether caking with a gym or you hanging with your friends. Thank God for rising early. Hop in the shower, slide the curtains, hop out a new person. For one day, forget the problems of the world. For one day, drop some dollars for the splurge. The sun is shining, ladies looking like diamonds. On a scale to 100, they in the 90s like the climate. Hottest barbecue chicken fresh off the grill. Don't matter what you driving, gotta wash off the wheels. The days is longer, still you hanging on at every second. Like God's playing your favorite song. And once the day is gone, you pray it all happens again. When you wake in the morning, and then it's dawning. The birds is calling, and you stretching and you yawning. You take a long breath, and then it's on again. It's on again, ooh.
I like the summertime. The sun is shining, ladies looking like diamonds. Your boy Buff steady rhyming. It's summertime, man. Fresh and clear. Yeah, my favorite time every year. People can be what they wanna be in the summer heat. In the summer heat, yeah.
Cherry Go Radio.
Hello, my people. Welcome to my kingdom. I go by the name of King Boy. Hello, my people. Welcome to my kingdom. I go by the name of King Boy. Buff one, whatever you would like to call me. I am from small city known as Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor of Ebene, of which I am the king. And I have for you, all my people. Listen to my kingdom. I am rich, I have so many things, but I am rich without the chrome and bling. I am rich, yes, I have so much. I have love in a cobra clutch. Haters are like, Buff, let go of them. I am like, nope, not until you open up and show some love. Show those teeth, because my flow is as deep as the coral reef. I'm so unique with my own mystique. Don't be mad, cause I'm the Buff, O-N-E-A-N-D. O-N-L, why they asked, are you so dope as hell? I say I am not, I'm more like heaven. Sent here to enlighten the poor life of a peasant. Who has no love in their heart, and it saddens me to see you mean mug from afar. But what can you do except to accept the fact that I am better than you? And you and you. That is it, I am done with rap. Cut beat up, I am done.
Is that his pen leaking? No, that's her ink bleeding. All over, and when it's over, he on the reek in it. While she reaching and screaming and pleating it. Perceive the beat is so soft, he can sleep in it. Put his teeth in it, till she's feverish. Head to her feet and in between, she sweets in it. Cause he a freak in her, he been at peace since a teen. Ever since he dreamed about a threesome. It seems she went too far when she teased him with it. Not knowing that he was born with a gift to please women. So he kept going till she stopped screaming it. Stopped breathing it. Then she went unconscious. He didn't mean to hurt her, but he did mean it. Mean it.
Assault, activated a bomb, face attractive. Tried to anticipate the cut from this razor sharp. Figure what would it take to get a name, number, then call it later tomorrow. Play with her morals and smash my brains on the wall. My game evolved. She had a warning sign, caution flames. Praise the Lord, she said Lauren 560. Something is on the page, I wrote it on. Prime candidate for the chainsaw chop massacre. Shiny lip gloss, I clenched my fist thinking certain parts of me shouldn't have been invented. Cause them same parts wanna be the softest place into a submission till you could treat mental patients in it. I ain't Jay, I don't know women's fashion better than Joan Rivers. I talk slow, hold conversation like a whole rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
I love to give you pain.
How could I try to take one's life? The pain feels like the apes inside of me, trying to break free violently. I raised that knife to hurt you like you raised two lives to nurture. How could I cheat on you? How could I lie to you, girl? How could I beat on you? How could I rape a woman, duct tape to cover your mouth to smother the screams? How could I place a gun in the face of someone and pull the trigger? Ball my fists up, haul off and hit you cause you tall, dark and with him. How could I start a nuclear arms race while kids say grace with no food on their plates and try to annihilate an entire race of humans and say it's by mistake? I'll tell you what it is, I'll tell you how somebody does it. It's cause I love it, it's cause I love it.
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
Your love is so cold, sorry for her, I called you.
I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to be that way. I never meant to hurt you. I love it when I give you pain. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to be that way.
Got a gun and I'm aiming it at you to dump shit on y'all like Dave Matthews. My success is how I pay back crews. No need to look for me, I'm on the avenue. You wanna battle who? It ain't wise. I'm a street as I say I am. I take lives, immune to the backstabbing. I break knives and shoot like it's backgammon. Snake eyes.
Get 'em.
I tote heat for real. If I can't keep my steel, keep the deal. If something's fishy, I got the harpoon. You can't come back from death to same cartoons. My AML niggas make moves, so when we connect, understand we can't lose. We keep it live, running the show. Who wouldn't have an ego? I'm 500-0.
You wanna rock with this, then box with this. Ain't no stopping this apocalypse. You wanna bang with this, then come off the top. You wanna bang with this, give it all you got. You wanna bang with this, you wanna bang with this. You wanna bang with this, then come off the top. You wanna bang with this, you wanna bang with this. You wanna bang with this, give it all you got, huh? We off the meat rack like hogs and beef back. Unlawful flow, make y'all call police fast. We not human, flying saucers speed past. We some creatures spitting altered beast raps. When I'm freestyling, I auto charge a speech tax. Taking all currencies, credit cards, and greenbacks. So ease back before you get linked back. Tossing rappers like beanbags in PE class. Listen, it's elementary. I rep the 7 to the 3-4. Bring it raw, do it with my brethren from the D. You're not like us, we hot piping. And anything is liable to happen, like trying to box Tyson. We the nicest, so hang your mics up. Spitting back draft, the flow's dangerous like brush fire. Crush your whole empire. Guilty Simpson and Buff One, it don't get live.
Hey, you seen Buff? Hey, where the snippet?
I'm right here.
Hey, hey, where Buff?
Hey, I'm over here.
Ain't nobody seen Buff?
I'm standing right here.
Hey, where that fool go?
I'm right here. Yo, I'm right here.
I can't find that dude.
Check
nowhere.
Me out, man. Knock, knock. Buff Wonder's coming in. These suckers have no idea what they up against. Well, let me tell them in case they wondering. The game's in handcuffs on permanent punishment. Tell your mama, your daddy, your cousins, them aunties, uncles, plus sisters and brothers, them. I came in the door and put a do not disturb sign on the knob. You do not bang anymore. So get used to my path and the way I'm blazing. And just fall back like daylight saving. I'm changing the game the way AI changed it. But never crossing over just to make my paychecks, man. I put my heart and soul in this. I'm writing my life story like articles in print. So give me the paper. Save the ones for smoking. I'll take the ones that's green or the ones in notepad. Your throne has no bearing, you can't hold it there. You might as well be sitting in a folding chair. I'm too mighty, too strong, too mean. Second mixtape, you ain't hardly ready for volume 3.
I'm here. I holla at your boy. Scream at me, everybody make some noise. Yeah, holla at your man. Some supply and demand, I got the product for the fans. I'm here. Holla at your boy. Scream at me, everybody make some noise. Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. You got a problem, homie, call me out.
Walk like a champion. My foes try to throw salt in my swagger, but they ought to just pack it up. My squad's on my back. I put an Auburn on the map like geographers. Call me the author of this atlas. The founding father around these parts. I'm like the Johnny Carson of rhyming bars. I'm the king in my city. Are you the king in yours?
Yes, I sit back and think about the ways that I've been blessed. I can't help but close my eyes and contemplate how God is good, how God is great. The sunrise and I awake despite my mistakes. He still finds a place for my lies and changes I go through that make me powerful. I'll make it right in due time.
Make it right for you, D. Make it right for you.
Shot when I am wrong, and if I ever lose something, I got this song. Why hold a grudge, fighting over nothing right before your eyes? Life is over and done with. I am they lie, people trying to be who I am and leave the knots behind.
shadow is rays of light to bring life to earth and make day from night and day shine. Bright like brilliant children who feel the limits. The sky is not high enough for them. The mind is such a gem. I'm restructuring, so find the love again. Try. Try to make it better. Try to make it best. Try to raise your head high. When I'm wrong, he heals my suffering. Friends builds me up again and rids me of my sins. Life is tough, they say. Life is what you make it. I'ma try to make it right and love through hatred.
Make it right for you, me. Make it right for you. Make it right and you'll see. I make it right for you. Make it right for you, me. I make it right for you. Make it right and you'll see.
What up, y'all? It's the Kara Gold Classic Kid. We chilling up in the airs, man. It's
yes.
It's July 15th, 2008. Kara Gold Radio. Got my man Buff One.
What up?
In the building, my brother.
Yeah, we in the airs.
We in the airs. Looking outside, there's some cornfields in the backyard at the crib.
Very peaceful. It's all peaceful. Serene. Yes.
Word up. Storm, we just talk about the Nas joint that just dropped today. Just wilding out, talking about how Nas has been rapping since sounding like 96 again.
Dude, I think it's getting better. Like, you can't say that about a lot of MCs that's been rapping as long as him.
For real.
He is, I think he's getting better. And that's a compliment to that man as an MC and his talents. And I wish... I hope and pray I can be that nice at whatever age he is and continue to progress and get better.
Word up.
And grow.
Word, man. You doing that, man. I mean, like, on real, we gonna get into it, man. But straight up, just off the...
Get into a lot.
Talking about the Nas and all that. First, let's let the people know who you are.
My name is Jamal Bufford. Jamal Gernard Bufford. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, to one Cassandra Ann Bufford and Melvin Ross Harrison. many a moons ago in Grady Memorial Hospital, where a lot of stars have been born.
Atlanta, ATL, stand up.
The only baby... ward, I think, in the whole city is in Grady Memorial. So pretty much every famous rapper, unless they was born at the crib, has been born that if they're from Atlanta, they was born in Grady Memorial. So even the Yin Yang Twins, I'm claiming them. We was all born there.
That's what's up. All right, let's see. We talked about Nas, and you said famous rappers Atlanta that was born in there. We gonna come back to that.
Okay.
Because I'm brewing.
Okay.
But I know you part of my crew, man.
Yes,
AML,
you know,
man.
You should know that.
Buff One of the Athletic Mike League. If y'all don't know who Athletic Mike League is, y'all need to do your homework, because not only is Kara Gold Radio, you know, came from the origins of the whole crew, you know what I'm saying, and me being a part of it, but, you know, my man Buff has definitely been holding it down. He's been the leader right now. With everything, if y'all didn't know,
we're all the leaders.
So on that note, man, like, as far as people trying to get to know you and your music and you being a solo MC, I know that Nas definitely had an influence on you.
Yes.
And coming from Atlanta, and you and I both know our favorite group is Outkast.
Right. So hands down. Shall I talk about that?
Yes, please talk about, like, so, the influences.
Okay.
Know where you got your influences from, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, when you first start rapping, it's like, you know, KT can attest to this. It's like you don't have a lot to really base what you rapping about on. All you can really go on, you know, even because when you that young, when we started, we was pretty young, so you don't have a lot of life experiences.
True.
So, You kind of gotta really, really, really lean on your influences when you first start out, especially when you was our age. So, definitely Nas, definitely Outkast, Andre 3000. If you cannot hear Nas and Andre 3000 when I'm rapping, then I'm not doing my job.
Word up, man.
You should hear them. Like, everybody knows you shouldn't bite. You know, that's rule number one in MCing. Don't bite. But the fact is, you know, and Nas would probably tell you, if you couldn't hear Kool G rap when he rapped, he's not doing his job. So, you know, big influences. Common, Black Thought, The Roots, of course, Tribe Called Quest, Wu-Tang, Ice Cube, you know, the list goes on and on. Hieroglyphics, you know, my crew, AML, of course, big influences on me as an MC. So, yeah, you know.
Shoot, man, I'm kind of like laid back, chilling, yeah, man. So, but it's a lot of things we're gonna talk about, you know, kind of pick your brain on. I ain't no hostess, man. So, like, straight up, we sitting in the crib, man. We got a whole bunch of craziness going on here. It's kind of chill right now, but we actually got like some strippers and stuff ready in another room.
Yeah,
we
the
got,
red light.
What else we got in here?
When yeah, it is, so you light. Know, we got the red light. You we got know some. What I'm saying?
We got some alcohol in here just scattered around. What else we got in here that's bad?
The chronic.
Oh, yeah, the chronic. The chronic. We ain't even touched the chronic yet. We still, you know.
But, yeah, we up in the is. Many classics have been constructed in this here studio.
Yeah, man.
From AML classics to Buff One classics to One Below classics to Invincible classics to Marv One classics to man. The list goes on.
A lot of things, man.
But yeah, it's not about you. It's about me right now. We're gonna talk about me.
It's you know, Michigan hip hop is in the building. We representing. Man, on the real thing about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And just the whole state of hip-hop right now. And you got the old school fighting against the new school now.
Yeah.
And the new school acting like they don't know who the old school is. Or, you know, trying to hold their own. Say, you know, it's a new era. You know, you can't really say nothing to us or whatever. I don't know. Uh-huh. But, like, I know you've been paying attention to all that going on,
yep,
man. So,
yep.
Like, what's...
I mean, it's kind of hard not to. You know, a lot of times I don't like to get... you know, too invested into what people saying and the back and forth and the beef stuff, especially because, you know, it's just like, come on, man, we don't need that stuff. But yeah, you know, this is the whole Soulja Boy Ice-T thing was popping off a little while ago. And, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, how it got to this point, you know. I'm not the biggest Soulja Boy fan, you know, but at the same time, it's a young black man getting money, and I'm not exactly hating on dude.
Getting money yuling on people.
Yuling. You know. I wish I could get money yuling. But and you know, he said a lot of ignorant things in his little YouTube thing, but he said some very poignant things too. And one is Ice-T really had no business as a grown man, you know what I'm saying, calling out a 17-year-old dude. And especially, you know, when it's based on, you know, something as simple as a song. You know, it could be his whole catalog. I don't know. I don't think Ice-T has listened to Soulja Boy's whole catalog. I would hope he hasn't, because I sure haven't. But, you know what I'm saying, one song and... the dude was like, yo, this is how I feed my family, and that's all good. Now, the extreme to which Ice-T took it, I don't think he had to go there. But, you know, to voice his opinion on it, I think it's very legit and very credible.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he is one of the, you know what I'm saying, one of the people who started this thing and, you know what I'm saying, one of the founding fathers. And I seen Ice Cube actually talk about it. And Ice Cube said something I thought was really, 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 really deep. He was like, Soulja Boy should hope that he can continue to be relevant for as long as Ice-T has been. But at the same time, Ice-T needs to really congratulate this young brother and help him. You know what I'm saying? Continue to make the art form grow and keep going. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if he and going back to what Soulja Boy was saying, it was like, if I'm not doing it right, teach me. You know what I'm saying? Guide me. Help me get better if I'm not doing it right, which was a very, you know, very good point. So like I said, I'm not a Soulja Boy fan, but that doesn't mean that he shouldn't have a voice in hip hop.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true. It's just different eras of hip hop now, man. Like talking about like hip hop is dead, you know, a lot of people, you know, that whole controversy came from Nas' right. album.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, really, it's not. It's just evolving, like what you were exactly. saying. Like Ice-T had his era, and you know, in the 80s when he was really doing his thing, and then the 90s was the whole golden era. That was right. a whole different era from the 80s.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Continued going, then you got, you know, the 2000s now, where it's just a whole different era of hip hop.
Right. And like people really get caught up on, you know, like even we'll get into this later. I'll talk about it, but like. Kanye West was also speaking on it. I seen something he was saying. It was like, you know, hip-hop started out, it was about fun, it was about dancing, enjoying yourself, and, you know, if you really dig deep into some of the stuff Soulja Boy is saying, it's like, okay, what is he really talking about, Superman, you know, that's, you know, I'm sure a lot of you know what it's based on, but the fact that he's dancing and made up a dance, you know, some of the heart, I mean, Big Daddy Kane used to dance hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, really dance. But you could never question him as an MC.
LL Cool J used to dance.
LL Cool J used to dance
Go
hard.
Go look at Jingling, baby, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, really dance. So, ain't nothing wrong with dancing.
Oh, no, not at all.
Nothing wrong with dancing, you know. And, you know, it's just a weird part of, it's a weird time in hip-hop right now because, you know, it's about 30 years old, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. It's not like any other genre of music because, like, as it grows, you know, for some reason, we want to pit old against new, mainstream against underground, you know what I'm saying, street against, you know, for some reason, we feel the need to do that, and I don't think we should, you know what I'm saying, as an art form, it should be able to express itself any way it wants to,
mm-hmm.
and the same as a people, as black people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The old people shouldn't be mad at the youth. They should try to guide the youth,
right.
help the youth, right. tutor the youth. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the youth should respect the elders.
Word, man. So just looking at hip hop, like kind of as a whole, that's what we just did, kind of talking about the old and the new school. And you talked about, you know, some of your influences and the hip-hop artists and people that affected you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about where you got your voice in hip-hop. You know, like your origins of starting to write rhymes and, you know, getting into the, you know, to the crew and whatnot.
Okay.
What time you started, you know what I'm saying? I know it had to be in the 90s somewhere, but...
Yep. I first actually wrote my first rap in I was in like 91, and it was shout out to my homie Keith, Chris, Adam,
haha,
you know what I'm saying, the original Pittsfield Posse, OPP,
Pittsfield stand
you know
up.
What I'm saying, Pittsfield Village, you know
Ipsy
how we get down. So yeah, so it started out, we was all just, you know, we was just messing around one day at Chris' crib, and we was like, man, let's write some raps. So we did it, and I kind of never went back to it for like 2 years. It was just that one rap. And you know, it was in me, so I started to write on my own, just to myself, pretty much kept it a secret. And then I had a class with Zach Allen III, and
Zachary
actually had like all my classes with Zach Allen III, and freshman year in high school. So I just gave y'all my age, but so we started talking about hip hop, and I actually had played basketball with Trey. like years and years ago on an AAU team when we was real little. Wow. And hadn't seen him since. Never got, you know, never stayed in contact or nothing. But just happened to be in the same classes. Started talking about, you know, typical teenage boy stuff, girls, basketball, hip hop. And then he was like, "Oh, I write." I was like, "Oh, I write too." He's like, "Oh, word. You know, let's spit some rhymes for each other." So we started spitting rhymes back and forth. And then he knew these guys named Vaughn Taylor and Wesley Taylor, some brothers. From where he was from, his side of town, the north side.
North side.
And
Northwood.
And
Sandalwood.
Yep.
Ann Arbor.
Northwood 5 all the way live. You know what I'm saying? They rhymed too. And then I was like, you know, from my side of town, you know, the Pittsfield Village side of town, the Scarlet Roadrunner side of town.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Mike was my boy, KT. Was my boy. He went to junior high with us.
Yes, sir.
Real quiet dude. You know what I'm saying? Didn't really discover that he rapped until way later in the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But
I know none of y'all rap until way later in the game.
Right. So, but we just kind of all came together, you know, just based on typical high school stuff. And actually, it was the Black College Tour. When we were juniors and KT was a sophomore, we was all just having fun, acting silly, and we just had a cipher, and KT just spit this molten hot magma flame verse out of nowhere, and then it was a wrap. Ever since then, we were formed Athletic Mike League.
AML. AML is in the building.
Actually, formerly the Anonymous Click.
Oh yeah, the Heaven Sent Click.
It was six of us. Then we had a cat named Hunger Strike join the crew later in the game.
Yeah.
That
was like 98.
97, 98. Yup. Met him on University of Michigan campus. Parted ways, you know what I'm saying? Creative differences. And then this one guy who was helping us out all the time because he had like the equipment and stuff. And he was like, a real computer geek. He was like, "Hey, why don't you join the group?" His name was Andrew Cohen, DJ Haircut. He brought a lot of funk to it, a lot of funk to the table, a lot of the real technical ear, and then it was a wrap. Wes was like, "Yeah, we should change our name because we don't want to be anonymous and be rap stars." So he had Athletic Mike League in his head. He, you know, it was supposed to be like for a bigger crew, like with Invincible and Sun, but we kind of took it and just made it our own.
And then, you know, we'll probably get into that later and later, but AML went on to make projects like with our first one was the Thrill of Victory, Agony Defeat. That was like a demo in like 98.
Yeah. Oh, and then, yeah, we can get into.
Yeah, yeah. Oh!
We'll get it. Yeah.
Hey, I know a lot of y'all might not. I don't know if y'all ever heard the demo version. This is like 1990. This, what, 10 years ago, man?
10 years ago.
10 years ago. It's kind of foreshadowing to now and like Buff doing his solo projects now, but on that actual demo, Buff had his own solo joint. It was all, you know, group joints. I think, well, Hunger Strike had a solo joint at the end, but that was like a joint that he made that we put on the demo joint. But Buff had a solo joint on there called The Buff One.
So creative.
And actually, we're going to play that. I don't know if a lot of people heard that, so we're going to play that joint for
that
band.
Let's play that.
So let's play that joint for him real quick.
It's the one right here, Bounce with me, y'all. Put them G's in the ACE. For them G's in New Jerusalem, let me tell you what I do. I dump on punks that step up, screaming what's up. You better duck or get stuck, it's just your luck. You got touched by this young hustler, for the simple fact you can't hang. Like Big Mike said, this rap game ain't no plaything. Get up in your veins like cocaine, so what you wanna see me for, man? What's your name? Buff Daddy, rolling in the caddy. Ask me who the max be, them players from the A team. Don't play me or you'll get burned by this young infrared beam. I got dreams of mohos, fo-os and dope clothes, gold ropes that hang low. So if I ever go solo, you know my steelo. We blow these trees slow, I twist your neck quick like I was the exorcist. Who's next to get bent from the lyrical hymn? Pimp that never quits, I represent. Hey, what's going on, man? Who's just blowing me up in my session? Hey, man, can people understand I'm trying to get these tracks done, you know what I'm saying? Business. Hey.
Yo, Buff?
Logic, what up, man?
Yeah, you in the studio yet?
Yeah, I'm working on that track I was telling you about, you know what I'm saying?
Or the one with all the players and stuff?
Yeah, just trying to keep it real. You know how we do.
How you keeping it real, man? You calling women hoes? You smoking now? Man, represent the clique.
You're right, man. I can do this AML style. When I exhale, I provide fatal carbon dioxide. Peroxide couldn't save you from wounds. Bringing it to your live like cable. Pay-per-view, my click is able to. Slay a crew, so play and make you move. Get on your nerves like neighbors who won't stop bumping the mic leak hits. You're probably sick. You're hearing how we dropping it. You feel we do the opposite. The lyrical apocalypse appearances. A monster is survivalist. Only the strong minded survive this. Never waste time destroying the spineless. You may find this kind of cold, like Michigan with this. Closing roads like doors so misfits won't intercheck with the Amoco, totem over Sunoco. For sensitive direction. For these misguided peasants, heaven sent presents. Can't be you lifted on contact. My rhyme trapped. C's like rap to C, cheat. Check the spelling A-C-E-D-E-U-C-E. Turn the gangster to lowercase G's. Freeze when I'm spitting this. Venomous lyricist, they be getting pissed at idiots. My hearing is oblivious. The synthesis, you claim to be the williest, but they're really just ridiculous. Let's fight that. Ace squad like what? Gone like this. Ace deuce. Bounce like this. New Jerus. Bounce like this. L-A. Bounce like this. N-Y. Bounce like this. A-T-L. Bounce like this. L-A.
Hey, young girl. Hey, young boy, the world is yours. Hey, young girl, the world is yours. Young world, girl. Get a grip before you drop it like it's hot. I'm ill, legitimate. My parents never tied the knot, but still, I'm living it with no excuses. I thought single parent children were supposed to be useless. So, what's your excuse to do what you do when she says she's trying to get some food for a little man and keep some clothes on his back? I said, I feel you, home girl. It ain't nothing wrong with that, but this temporary. You got a plan, right? She said, this it till I get a good man in my life. I said, well, what if he don't come? You don't receive no love. Then what your little man gon' eat on, huh? And this is where you tryna find a new love of your life. She said, nah, I'm just tryna move something tonight. I said, I hope and pray you can get away. She said, with all these questions, what you doing in here anyway? Anyway, 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 anyway. I'm just a man trying to help you any way that I can, cause it's a dangerous path. So what's your plan when there ain't no songs making us dance and you ain't able to laugh? If this is truly it, go ahead and use your gift. But I think you're losing the game. I guess I'm doing this.
Try to shed some light. You better die. Try to shed some light. You better die.
Boy, get a grip before you drop it like it's hot. I'm ill, legitimate. My parents never tied the knot. But still, I'm living it with no excuses. I thought single parent children were supposed to be useless. So what's your excuse to do what you do when he said you should do it too? You ain't moving no units, true. But I also ain't hopping into they trap. He said, what? You suggest I go to college, get into rap? I hit him with a Charles Barkley-ism. I'm not a role model, but I know it's real hard to dodge the system. He said, nigga, you can't teach me a thing. I ain't never seen your face on the TV screen. I said, you keep on with that attitude, I'ma see your face on the tube. Live action news. He said, who is you to try to change my life? I said, nobody, young homie, do your thing, get by. I guess this is what you gonna do, hustle or die. He said, nah, I'm just trying to move something tonight. I said, I hope and pray you can get away. He said, with all these questions, what you doing out here anyway? Anyway, 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 anyway. I'm just a man trying to help you any way that I can, cause it's a dangerous path. So what's your plan when there ain't no songs making us dance and we ain't able to laugh? If this is truly it, go ahead and use your gift. But I think you losing the game. I guess I'm doing this.
Try to shed some light. You better try. Try to shed some light. You better try.
Buff One. Wow, I forgot all about that, man. That is crazy.
Word up. Joint after that I played, it's called Pretty Baby. That's like everybody's favorite joint on the street.
The streets.
You know what
son.
I'm saying? That was off the off your solo album, Pure.
Yeah.
Which we about to go on and talk about, man, because Pure.
Yeah.
I gotta say it like that. Pure is classic, man. Like it's a classic album, man. And I want people to know about like how that kind of came about, because I know you was dropping mixtapes, like a lot of the stuff we heard in the beginning,
right?
Like with the mixtapes, the two mixtapes you dropped.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember, man, when we was in this very room, mm-hmm. around the process, like I guess towards the end of the process when we was putting Pure together, mm-hmm. and you was sitting on the little couch, man, and we was just talking about, you know, if this don't work, you know, if it don't work out.
Yeah,
you know, giving cats this dope music, man. You was gonna quit, man, like or something of that nature, man. Just tell me how you was feeling.
I was gonna fall back. I wouldn't say quit, but I was definitely gonna fall back. Yeah, you know, every starving artist goes through that. Every single one. Every artist that gotta work to pay their bills. You know what I'm saying? They go through that at some point or another.
Yeah.
Shoot, I mean, that's kind of why, you know, some of us in the crew fell back in the first place and I did the solo album. You know what I'm saying? Just life circumstances. And so, yeah, we had that conversation. And here we are about a year later.
You got Pure out. And
got Pure out.
And I seen reviews everywhere and OK Play made it on OK Player. It was like what, four and a half afros. I was
man.
Like, what? I mean, if y'all don't believe us, you can go check yourself.
Google it.
Google that. I mean, you did Pure. You went to Europe.
Went to Europe.
Pure.
Yeah,
with
man.
Slum.
Yeah, man.
You
was
and
there.
You was about to quit, though.
You was there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, God is good. That's all I can say. God is the greatest. And pretty much that solidified that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got a college degree, but I never plan on using it. And, well, you know, maybe when I get 40 or something, I'll use it. But not right now. So did Pure. And, you know, that was like a culmination of my whole life. You know, everybody's first album is like that, you know. But I just realized, man, like, I dropped the first mixtape in 05.
Yep.
Second one in 06.
Yep.
Pure in 07. This new one, there's only one in 08. And my, you know, a lot of people's mixtapes is just like one verse over other people's joint. But like my mixtapes is like, there's a lot of songs on them. Mm-hmm. And like I do full joints. And then plus there's like about 20 of them on each one. So I pretty much did an album's worth of material 4 years in a row. And like, that is something I, you know, when we first started doing this, you know, me and Trey was talking. I was telling Trey, man, I was like, when they chose me to do the solo album, I was like, man, I don't know, man. I was a little nervous. But once I got into it, man, and started getting in the groove and finding my voice and coming up with ideas, it was just flowing, son. And then I can't even believe I dropped an album's worth of material.
I was gonna say
4 years in a row. A lot of people don't do that. Even like some of the major artists, you know, they'll take 2 or 3 years between joints. You know, a lot of people get criticized for it too because they don't think people are taking their time. But
yeah,
you know, the proof is in the pudding. I put out quality stuff every year and continue.
I know, like with Pure. Was there, because I worked on, you know, I helped you work out on like half the joints or whatever, but was there like a type of sound? I know you was going like for a certain sound when me and you was working together,
right.
But like, was there a type of sound you was looking for the album, or you was just kind of writing whatever you felt?
It starts with what I feel. You know, I start when I first get to choose beats, it's based on what I'm feeling. I don't have really any idea. You know, 9 times out of 10,
it's the beats.
It's the beats.
Okay.
And that's what dictates where I go. So really, I was just going what I feel. And then later in the process is when you say, okay, what fits and what doesn't fit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's about it. And you know, like with us, with the Lab Techs and AML, we like, you know, a lot of people want a sound, and like we kind of try hard to show versatility. You know what I'm saying? And in doing so, you don't really have, at least musically, like with the Lab Techs, you don't really have a sound. You know, there's certain things you can definitely characterize as a Lab Tech trait. But you know, we like variety. We like all different types of genres of music, and you can tell that when you listen to our stuff. So it wasn't really a sound I was looking for, but you know, I just wanted the sound, whatever it was, to be different than everybody else's.
I think you achieved that, man. Especially like you representing the Michigan hip hop community in like Ann Arbor and Ipsy and Detroit, and you know, everywhere surrounding there, you kind of like created some type of sound in its own realm just around here, period. You know, amongst the Black Milks and you know, name all the artists, the Slum Villages. Like, it doesn't sound like Slum, doesn't sound like Black, doesn't sound like, you know, Mr. Porter, doesn't sound like Monica Blair. It had its own niche. And I think that was like one of the dopest things about your album, Pure, man, that I really like.
I mean, you can credit that to the Lab Techs. I mean, you guys are, you know, a big part of my sound. And I think, you know, being from where we from and not actually being from Detroit kind of helps, you know what I'm saying? At least as far as me as an MC, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, basically, you know, growing up here, you know, I had to develop my own sound because we couldn't talk about certain, you know, just the things we just don't experience. Yeah, a lot of Detroit artists experience that I haven't. So that helped in my developing my sound. You know, it's like, you know, I didn't grow up rich. You know, some would say I grew up poor or whatever, but poverty in Ann Arbor is different than poverty in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? It's like kind of like poverty light. It's like diet poverty here. You know what I'm saying? So we was poor. You know what I'm saying? As E-40 would say, we was poor like
diet
rain.
Poverty.
We was poor like rain, but you know, we made it through, and so that kind of helped in developing my sound. And then, you know, just being in a college town and going to college, having a single parent home, all that stuff, it just helped me to develop my voice, because I couldn't talk about a lot of things I didn't experience. That's one. And then two, it's like if I did come up in Detroit, it's like I think being from Ann Arbor helps me to stand out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I came up in Detroit, I would just be one of many dope MCs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody in the D is pretty much dope. Yeah. Even cats you never heard. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, like, how many influences you had. You can hear it in Pure because, like, I mean, going back to talking about Nas and, like, Andre 3000, like, Outkast and Common, like, you named a lot of artists that did something. Like Common did like Electric Circus, and like what his new album coming out, he's trying different things and doing new things, and like Outkast always was doing new things, and like we was just talking about how Nas is getting better. Like, you can hear all those influences, and you coming from Ann Arbor, and just a lot of things that make you unique in your sound and who you are, no matter what your environment was and where you came from. Like, as far as the music, it's just, it's crazy how you come across where you can basically do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's just dope, man.
It's the goal. Freedom.
That's dope, man. Diet poverty, y'all. He said diet poverty.
Hey, I mean, you know. You know, I mean, I'm happy that I don't have to, you know what I'm saying, roll around with guns on me. I'm blessed in that respect, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't feel like it hindered me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, but we made a way, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't have to sell drugs. You know, it was jobs, even programs in our high school where we could get jobs, you know what I'm saying? So I feel blessed and fortunate for that. I'm not going to, you know, deny that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, I know a lot of people experience what they experience, but a lot of people want to make up some experiences just so they can have whatever they would call street cred or whatever like that. But you know, you can tell, you can hear who's authentic and who's not authentic, you know what I'm saying? You can tell.
Yeah. So yeah, man, it's a lot of a lot of things that I admire from you, you know what I'm saying, and putting out your music and being really, like, your work ethic with putting out your mixtapes and putting out things every single year, man, that you definitely continue to go hard. That was like one of the joints you had on Pure. I think we'll play that. We're going to that. We're going to that. That was a joint from Mr. Porter. How'd you work with Mr. Porter on the album?
You, man. Kendall Tucker. He made a song, and you know, a lot of you may have read this in my MySpace blog. Not look it up. You know, I break down like all the songs off Pure. But yeah, we did a song that was actually on the first mixtape called Hula Hoops.
Oh, it's on the album too.
Yep, it was on Pure too. Yep. And got some radio love from my man DDT. Shout out to DDT.
What up, DDT? Man. He just had a birthday too.
Happy birthday, man, for supporting not only good music, but you know, at the end of the day, he supports Detroit music, man, and plays it on the radio. Yep. And yep, you know, that's something to be said about that. So shout out to DDT. Yep. And so he was playing Hula Hoops, and he's in down with Mr. Porter and Runny Nav family. Shout out to Runny Nav. What up, Sabrina?
What up, Mr. Porter?
Fear.
Guilty.
Yeah, the whole, you know, all y'all Runyon Avers. So when Mr. Porter heard it, you know, apparently he really, 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 really liked it. And he's like, man, who made that beat? So DDT came to me and was like, man, who made that beat? I was like, that was my brother, KT. It was like, man, I want to meet him. So Mr. Porter wanted to meet KT. They formed a bond over Genius Beat Makership. And, you know, they got cool. And then I started playing him some of my joints. He was feeling what we was doing. And he was like, I was like, you know, can I get a beat for the low? You know what I'm saying? For the low. And he just threw me a beat on GP, man, just because he liked what we was doing and liked what KT was doing.
That's love, man.
Love. That's love. Shout out to Mr. Porter, man.
Word up. So we going to play that joint, I Go, off the Pure album, man. Let's get into that now.
Yeah.
Carry go radio. I don't stop. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, the hard way, beating the drum. My flow is golden, you're pleased with the bronze. You wanna be down with the king, I'm LeBron. You Damon Jones, happy to play a role distant. Get it? I'm focused like bifocal lenses. I move the crowd, spectators get motion sickness. I'm like a UFO with it, they don't know what hit them. Cause I go so hard, then I coast like it's no problem. You're no competition, so don't start. You lagging behind, get on your job. I go so hard, then I coast like it's no problem. You're no competition, so don't start. You lagging behind, get on your job. Go like a lonely child with fear in him, a grown man with a 40 ounce of beer in him. Don't stop, you might get rear-ended on what's behind the headlights, you like to hear in them. Professional, you just experimenting, but even pros call it quit, so am I near the ending? No, just getting started like the year of kinder garden, finna make noise like a Lear engine. Feel like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. If the end is near, I go for broken D and line up my targets like it's open season. Gotta make sure that all my folks is eating. Don't stop, go hard till we on top, and I'm playing my part. Don't stop, go hard till we on top, and I'm doing my job. Go like a toy with new batteries, a young soldier off the war to do battle east. Leave, cause where we live is just as bad as these third world countries, either way it's casualties. Seize the day like a house that had a lien on it. I'm Joe Clark with my faculty. We got it locked and then we stash the key. I rap to free your mind, go ahead and flap your wings. I go so hard, then I coast like it's no problem. You're no competition, so don't start. You lagging behind, get on your job.
I go so hard, then I coast like it's no problem. You're no competition, so don't start. You lagging behind, get on your job.
Y'all ain't ready.
It's your time to roll in. How do you know when it's your time to rock? How do you know when it's your time to go in? How do you know when it's your time to stop? How do you know when it's your time to roll in? How do you know when it's your time to rock? How do you know when it's your time to go in? How do you know when it's your time to stop?
Bangers. Okay, I'm so angry. These radio stations got me sick like chemo patients. No shame in them, so shameless. These off brands getting burned like coat hangers. Everybody dancing like Bojangles. I don't blame them, make me wanna grab my tap shoes and go say beyond. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing, but it's a shame we gotta please these programmers for the dope Ramy. My joints bang hard like old pastries. I'm Floyd Mayweather, the stereo has no safety. I take it out on your box if it don't play me. Like speed choking Coach PJ on his Golden State team. I beat the speakers like Sealy, call me mister. I feel sorry for your car system. Spit bodily harm rhythms until the song ended. I blow speakers once my flow reaches y'all.
I got a last tech beat, I'm so straight. When I step in the booth, I don't play. I'm feeling myself, don't care what y'all say. Cause everywhere I go, the people like, hey, hey, turn the beat up, beat the speakers up. 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 I got a lab tech beat, I'm so straight. When I step in the booth, I don't play. When they ask you why you hurting, I'm safe. It's payback for all the garbage you play. Hey, turn the beat up, beat the speakers up. Turn the beat up, beat the speakers up. Turn the beat up, beat the speakers up. Turn the beat up, beat the speakers up.
In a market flooded with garbage, I'm like Noah's Ark. Rappers coming up short like Napoleon Bonaparte. So you gotta show me love, my surgery's open heart. If I'm lying, I'm flying. If I'm fronting, I'm Rosa Parks. I'm throwing crosses, jabs and uppercuts. This is a championship belt, that's a cummerbund. Why you think the name Buff is followed by the number one? I can't help that I was born a beast like Herman Munster's son. The game's future was dark like little Michael, until I brightened it up like little LIGO. You think you doing something with your little Tybo. Left, right, left, right, left, I win the title. And the winner is the undisputed champion of penmanship. Speakers don't stand a chance against him again. Hold me back, no rematch. If you run it back, you better have a warranty.
I got a lab tech beat, I'm so straight. When I step in the booth, I don't play. I'm feeling myself, don't care what y'all say. Cause everywhere I go, the people like, hey, hey, turn the beat up, beat the speakers up. 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 I got a lab tech beat, I'm so straight. When I step in the booth, I don't play. When they ask you why you hurting, I'm safe. It's payback for all the garbage you play. Hey, turn the beat up, beat the speakers up. Turn the beat up, beat the speakers up. Turn the beat up, beat the speakers up. Turn the beat up, beat the speakers up.
Bring it loud, make it count. Blow the speakers, make it pound. Turn it up, never down. Your system won't make it past the second round. Bang it loud, make it count. Blow the speakers, make it pound. Turn it up, never down. Your system won't make it past the second round. Turn the beat up.
That one was crazy, man. That was wild. One of the joints, man. Peace to my man Vaughn T of the Lab Techs. He out in what, LA right
Vaughn
now.
Vaughn T go Bay.
Peace to my man Vaughn, the rest of Lab Techs, haircut out of LA. My man Trey Styles. we holding it down. But sure, we're gonna talk about this Beat the Speakers Up video, man, because I was out there in LA and it was kind of wild how we put it together. Like, you know, A-Side Worldwide, peace to them. A-Side
World Wizzy. No, but
tell us how that went together.
Man, it was crazy. First of all, the song, Von T came up with it, the whole thing, the beat and the hook. And it was like, I got something for you. And, you know, it's kind of, you really got to trust somebody to, you know what I'm saying? If you an MC, it's kind of, you always want to, oh, I want to come up with the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? I want to write the hook and all that stuff, you know, but, you know, when you got brilliant people around you, you can't turn it down. So he had the hook and the beat. All I had to do was write the verses. You know, I came up with the little end outro thing. And, yeah, so it was like, it was weird because, like, the song was, like, about not really feeling what people play on the radio. But at the same time, you know, I've been played on the radio. I like some of the stuff on the radio. And I kind of want to be played on the radio. Like, I don't have a problem with it either way, but, you know. So, it was, like, interesting. Like, it made you think. It's, like, it's kind of questioning what's being played on the radio based on, you know what I'm saying, what is it about what's being played on the radio that gets it all the love? And it's like, so it was like this weird kind of like catch 22. Like, it's real catchy. The song is catchy. The hook is catchy. The beat is catchy. You can easily hear it on the radio, but I'm like pretty much bashing the radio. So it's like, and you know, we talked about this earlier and I knew we was going to touch on it. Like, when I say it's nothing wrong with dancing, it's nothing wrong with dancing. Like, if you got a dance that go with your song, ain't nothing wrong with that. What I don't like, though, is the fact that there is millions and millions and millions and millions of songs out there. Millions and millions of good songs. And for whatever reason, you can hear one song 5 to 10 times in a day. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
It's like, so there's got to be something bigger. It's got to be a reason for that. You know, it could be money. It could be politics. Whatever. But I don't think that should be what, you know, radio should be about. You know, it shouldn't be what TV is about. You know, that goes into, like, brainwashing. You know what I'm saying? Right. At some point.
It's funny. Just branching off what you said real quick. It's funny how everybody got, like, iPods with a whole bunch of music on it. And I know you don't listen to the same 5 songs every day.
Right.
So it's like the radio is about to be, you know, supposed to be about the people or whatnot. It's exactly. Like, you know, what does that tell you? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it looks like it's really they're trying to direct something on you and right. Put something in your head for years. It's like, you can listen, you got 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 songs on your iPod. Why you want to listen to the same 5?
Over and over again. That's crazy.
I understand that.
So that's what that's about, you know. And then the video kind of just came together like magically. A-Side Worldwide came through in the clutch.
Straight up.
David Lear
straight
came
up.
Through in the clutch. It was like, we came up with it in like literally a week. And like, we had an idea, let's shoot the video, 2 weeks before I was going to be in L.A. And it just came together, you know what I'm saying? Got the extras, got all the speakers, got the bats. David Lear got the locations. And, you know, really, I just wanted, you know what I'm saying, definitely wanted speakers to be beaten up brutally. I knew I wanted kids in it.
Yep. Kids came through.
Kids came through.
They were shy, and they started beating some speakers up, putting their collars up, me mugging.
Got the ladies in the video for like 0.7 seconds.
0.7.
You know, everybody's like, what was their purpose? It was like, they're women. That's it. We wanted women. I wanted women in my video, yes. And if you got a problem with it, then you got a problem with it. So that's it. But yeah, so first video, everybody came through, show love. Nawan made their cameo. AML had the whole AML,
yeah,
Grand C, Michael Fletcher in California for the first time.
Yeah,
man, it went down.
Yeah, that was definitely historical, baby.
Yeah.
Alright, word up, man. We talked about, you know what I'm saying, Beat the Speakers Up and whatnot. So what we gonna do, man, I kind of want people to, you know, beyond the music, you know, to kind of know who you are, man. So I'm just gonna ask stuff, man. You just say whatever's on your head, man. We chilling right now. So what's the last movie you saw, man?
Hancock.
Hancock. Okay, we got a big.
Okay. Okay.
I had a big discussion about Hancock.
Okay.
But well, how'd you feel about Hancock?
Honestly, it was good. I liked it.
Word
up. I don't think it lived up to typical Will Smith 4th of July movie blockbuster status, though.
Word up. Okay.
But I did enjoy it. I will say that.
Man, I thought it was cool. And then we had Peace to My Man Jason Moore, who's doing the summer movies. But like, a group of us went and saw it. Was cool. And then afterwards, like, one of my friends sent me this email about, like, all the stereotypical
right.
things in the movie. Like,
I mean,
him being, you know, alcoholism, black man going to jail. In order for him to have his powers, he got to be away from a white woman. You know, what else was in there? White man saw that he had talent. And said, you need to do something with it. And he made some loot off it. And he was eating lobsters and crabs.
Yep.
Like, it was just all the stereotypes that black male, like, when he woke up in the hospital or whatever, they were saying, ain't nobody claim me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he ain't had no family. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just all that stuff. And then when I looked at it, I was like, damn, that's ridiculous how it was like that. But it's just a real thin line, I guess, between entertainment and exactly. reality when it comes to movies.
This is the thing. I took African-American film class, and it pretty much taught you how to analytically look at every movie in that way.
Word.
So at the end of the day, if you want to find something like that, you can do it in almost every movie. And so, and that kind of, to me, it's like, you know, that kind of takes the fun away from the movie when you do that every single time. But, I mean, all that stuff is very real, very, very relevant. You know, it's like the LeBron James cover. What was it? Vogue? It was Vogue. Him and, who's the chick that's dating Tom Brady? Giselle.
Okay.
He had on athletic gear, bouncing the ball. Mouth wide open like he's yelling. Holding her in his left arm, you know what I'm saying? She's in like a elegant nightgown dress, so their attire didn't match. She looks very calm. He's like yelling. He has a basket. I mean, obviously he plays basketball, but it is the cover of Vogue, so it's like, eh. And then they showed it compared to the movie trailer, the movie poster from King Kong, when he was holding.
Okay.
The white lady in his left arm, yelling, screaming with his mouth open. And it was like, wow. He had on black clothes, a black like cutoff, and some shorts. And it was like, wow, that's eerily similar. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, what can you do? I mean, you could definitely say that it's some subliminal stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And take issue with it, you wouldn't be wrong for taking issue with it.
True.
That's the society, the climate we live in right now. But it's like, when you think about, you know, you can look at Hancock in a certain way, but then again, you can look at it like it was produced by Will Smith.
Yep.
Who is a black man.
Yep.
Who, you know what I'm saying, started out as a rapper. And now he's producing blockbuster films. So he had control.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Over the whole situation. When you look at it, it says Overbrook. That is Will Smith.
Yep.
And so you can look at it that way too.
Word up, man.
It's tough. It's sticky. You know, this is America, man. Wow.
I mean, that's how it is. It's going to be like that forever, man. Yeah. Okay, so casting her Beat the Speakers up and heard the origins of it, the ideas behind it. You got an album coming out August 12th, man, called There's Only One.
Yeah.
And people are familiar with Pure. What you got coming, you know, with this album, man? Like, can we expect the same thing? Or am I being stupid by saying expecting the same thing when it's called There's Only One?
Nah,
I'll shut up.
Nah, not being stupid. Nah. I mean, I would say the biggest difference is what I talked about with Pure is I had my whole life leading up to it versus 1 year of experiences that would go into making There's Only One. Still lab techs doing 99.9% of it. So, you know, it's the same characters, but like we talked about earlier, we like to grow. We like to evolve, change. So it should sound a little bit different. It should. Again, if it didn't, then I'm probably not doing my job. But it should sound different. I mean, I hope it sounds better. That's what we went for. You know, that's why we make. That's why you continue to make music, is to progress, to get better. So I hope that's what people get out of it. But I would definitely say it's a lot more. It's more arrogant. I would definitely admit that it's more arrogant, and it could be based on whatever success, you know, whatever you would want to call success, but the success of Pure, the feedback I got from that, or it could just be me getting better and maybe just being more confident in my skills. So,
yeah. Speaking of confidence, man, I gotta admire this man right here once again, because he's doing something that he didn't do on the last one. You know how I was telling you, like with Pure, you know, he was kind of like, if this don't work out, you know, I don't know what I'm gonna do, you know. And at the same time, with him knocking all these albums out, he was working his job, you know what I'm saying? That was his whole situation. Yeah. He knows what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But with this joint, Buff is really, really showing y'all how much love he got for music and how much confidence he has in himself, he has in hip hop, he has in y'all, the faith that he has in the music, that he's really, really, really putting himself out there, and he's deciding to quit his job, and he will be in the LA area for a little while. So LA people, please take advantage of that. But this dude is quitting his job to rap.
Yeah.
To rap, y'all. For y'all. For you.
For you. For you.
You don't understand how serious that is, people.
Man, I don't understand how serious that
is. He don't know what's going to happen. Like, you don't know what...
Yeah. Above all...
How do you feel about that, man?
Above all the things that you mentioned, faith in y'all, faith in the music, faith in me, I got faith in God that everything is going to work out. And so that was a very, very helpful deciding factor. So it was like, first the album was supposed to come out in like March or something. Supposed to come out in March. Then it became May. Then it became June. Then July. Then August. So along the way, like around April, May, when I was, you know, it was getting pushed back. Then I realized that my lease was up on my apartment at August 17th. And so it was just like a kind of like a sign. It was like, my album comes out around August, which is August 12th now. August 12th. And my lease is up August 17th. It was like, if I don't got to pay rent, I don't really need that much extra money. You know, I could use my friends and live with them while I try to make rap money. Now, really, it's about being on the road, though. It's really about touring.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, I'm gonna be on the road, and you can't really be on the road and then be at work at the same time. So
true. Peace to my man Othello, who's actually on the road right now with
the
Warped Tour. He's actually coming to the D on
the 18th.
Yeah, the 18th.
July 18th.
So peace to my man Othello doing that. But that's crazy, man. That you're going out on faith like that, man.
Yep, so, this is what I'm here for. I know that. There's no doubt in my mind. Everybody at work, well, everybody in general, but a lot of people at work are like, are you scared? Are you nervous? Like, no, I'm not nervous or scared at all. It's like, if I hadn't been doing this as long as I have been, maybe. But, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be.
So, since I'm the king of segues right now, and you mentioned, you know, having faith in yourself and faith in your friends, and definitely most importantly having faith in God. I'd be one to tell you, you told them first. I'd be second to, you know, have your back on that. But if you got faith in God, man, you will never fall.
Dang,
know what
man.
That means, brother?
This man needs his own talk show.
You'll never fall. So on that cue, man, I'm going to play you another joint off of Buff One's album, which is going to be the single.
Yeah, it's on the single. Yeah,
okay.
It's
on the beat the speakers up.
It should be out. By the time you hear this, it should be out, maybe, or
word up.
Soon at least. Yeah, Beat the Speakers Up / this song, Never Fall, produced by Black Milk, featuring Black Milk. And yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, Buff Wonder, Black Milk. It's only right. Make room. We coming through. It's like. Nice try, 15 minutes, it's funny how time flies. Ha, 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 now watch your eye rise. Between this and the best is such a fine line. It goes winter, spring, summer never fall. It's safer at the top, which means we better roll. We laugh at the gravity law. Yeah, we stand tall, nope, we
sound
never
the
fall.
Trumpets for the triumphant. Post my first 9 months kicking. Came out with high goals, ready to climb up McKinley. It's only 20,000 feet. Give me clouds to reach, work like I got many miles to feed. Yeah, niggas are scared to do great things. Not me, I was prepared to do great things. I took the leap without a parachute safely. Landed on my feet after the aerial with raised wings. Kings, that's how we groomed around this region. Greatest dynasty since the Tudors round mid-England. Michigan is the royal family of MCing. Trying to bring the crown back to the crib like Jim Leland. Picture a kid dreaming about the center stage. Growing up, trying to get that bread on his dinner plate. We not playing around, this is our livelihood. Like diabetics, blood level, how was sugar, why you fooling? Nice try, 15 minutes, it's funny how time flies. Ha, 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 now watch your eye rise. Between this and the best is such a fine line. It goes winter, spring, summer never fall. It's safer at the top, which means we better roll. Ha, we laugh at the gravity law. Yeah, we stand tall, nope, we never fall.
Yeah, stand tall and I can't fall. Won't stop till my hands on hundreds of grands with a handful of money that can't understand it. Granted, on a mission, these two Michiganders. We on the rise like G5 flights without the landing. Trade hood landing for mansions. Yeah. Why y'all hate mad and panicking? Can't stand it like no legs on a mannequin. Stay traveling, going. Another city, another country where the language stay foreign. Yeah. Still repping the D wherever I'm going. Bad weather, rain, hail, sleet, snowing. Dough is racking up, stacking up to match up. Black and buff, no matching us.
Nah.
Just imagine us, Grammy plus. Spotlight, lights, camera, action, cut.
Nice try, 15 minutes, it's funny how time flies. Ha, 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 now watch your eye rise. Between this and the best is such a fine line. It goes winter, spring, summer never fall. It's safer at the top, which means we better off. Ha, we laugh at the gravity law. Yeah, we stand tall, no, we never fall.
I wanna play some joints, man, off of There's Only One. You got a joint on there, man, that you know, kinda talks about who you are as a person. It's a joint called Real Appeal.
Yeah.
I remember we played this for my man Doug. You played it from Doug, the piece to my man Doug, the photo. He did some of the photos for Buff, and piece to Colorblind Creative that did the artwork that gave Buff created crazy artwork. But you got a joint called Real Appeal on your album, man.
Yeah.
Man, talk about that real quick, man, because that joint is like, I keep hearing about it on the streets, man.
Keep hearing about it. You made the beat, man. my favorite song, and I'm just going to say that hands down. It's my favorite song on the album, and you would think it would be something like more, you know, powerful, like, not even powerful, but like just motivationally driven, or... Yes, this is for hip hop, or, you know, come on, let's make a difference in the world. But no, it's this song, and it's about that kind of weird that weird sexual tension you have between you and the opposite sex.
My shoot.
And
Sucky.
It's probably the realest thing I've ever wrote. Sucky. Like Tupac Shakur, realest thing I ever wrote. For real.
Wow.
I don't know. I just like it. I just really like it. I like the beat, of course. Just came together, got my man Ab on it. But we'll play a little bit of it. All right. We'll play, you know, y'all getting exclusive right now.
Yep. Kerry Gold Radio.
Exclusive.
I may come across a little cocky on this one. A little arrogant. But that's the point. You know you hate that you love me. I can tell in the way that you hug me. You wanna make me your husband. It makes you sick, ache in your stomach. Yeah, I think I'm fresh, but so do you. You hate when I boast, cause you know it's true. You see me round and you wonder if I notice you. You wonder who the song's about and you hope it's you. You see me on stage and wonder what I'm like in bed. You go home alone and fantasize instead. Now that spot that's in between your thighs is wet. Touch it, I bet you do it like Simon says. Here,
cause I can see it, girl, ain't no denying that you want it right now from me. There's something about you, girl, that's got me curious and thinking about you. But I'm just playing it cool, I'm trying to see if you will make the first move.
And you don't even think that I'm sexy.
That's it.
Just a little taste. We want people to buy the album,
man.
August 12th,
y'all.
Yeah, there's only one in stores, worldwide, iTunes, all that good stuff. No excuse why you should not purchase it.
Yep. That's it.
That's about it.
Yeah, Buff One, y'all.
That's me, y'all.
There's only one August 12th. Once again,
that's me, y'all. There's only one.
We about to be out of here, man. Thank y'all for listening. Care Go Radio, the podcast. Y'all keeping me alive, man, because I wouldn't be doing this if y'all wasn't really listening. So thank y'all, man. Thank my man Buff for coming.
Thank
through.
KT, thank you, brother, for
kicking it, man.
Being my brother for all these years.
Oh, you already know.
Being so talented.
Thanks, man.
Contributing your time. Y'all don't understand how much time this man spends on all of these projects. And mine especially, just making sure everything is right, the mixes, because, you know what I'm saying, he really is a major part of what I do, if you couldn't tell by the, you know, percentage of stuff he does, you know. But yeah, this is my right hand man right here.
Thanks,
shout out to the whole crew: Trey Steez, Vaughn T, Grand C. Now let me cut all that out. Shout out to Trey, Mike, Vaughn, Wes, and Andrew. Shout out to Now On.
Jackson,
man, speaking of Now On.
Yeah, man.
We about to smash y'all, man. My album drops August 12th. Now On drops
September,
and they are about to obliterate y'all with
tomorrow
this album.
Already.
It is I'm
going to call it out, man. When you hear the whole album, All You Ever Know, what's the joints on there? I'm calling it out now. I'm being prophetic right now. Is that the word?
That's the word.
I'm being prophetic right now. When y'all hear that, y'all going to quit rapping.
A lot of you all, it's going to send a lot of y'all into retirement. Then, October, The Man, The Myth, 14K TZ drops. That soundtrack for that movie gonna be waiting to see.
Soundtrack of my life. The Golden Hour, August 14th.
October
14th. Oh yeah, October. My bad. Thank you, man. Buff One's album, August 12th. But yeah, we gonna get into me later. You know what I'm saying? But that's my man Buff, y'all. I would ask y'all to clap. but y'all can clap in y'all rooms.
Clap
in the library or wherever y'all listening to. I think that's it. I was gonna play the joint that you and Red Matt. Ooh.
Hey. Yeah.
Oops. I wasn't supposed to say that.
Nah. I mean, should we play something?
I mean, if we gonna play that joint, I'd rather have Red Matic say something about it.
Okay. All right.
Like, we gonna get Red Matic, though.
It's possible.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Red Matic, world famous Beat Junkies Visionaries. And you're checking out my man, 14KT of the Lab Techs. Shouts to my man, Buff One. And speaking of Buff, if y'all don't know, me and Buff are doing a project together. We don't know the name of the album yet, but we got something cooking up for you. And we got a new song that's off the new project. It's called Get It Up. Check it out, y'all. Some exclusive.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh. Yeah. Redmatic on the beats. Check it out, yeah. I'm a monster with a complex, stomping on objects, the opposite of Loch Ness. I'm obvious with my aggression, possibly the top 10. You probably are not there. Sonically, I'm not impressed. Robbing me of time pressure, mockery of my profession, occupying oxygen, approximately drop dead. Quality is not fresh. You're rocking with a pop's best. Non-believer, I said it. If it ain't the Lab Techs, it's gotta be that guy, Rhett. My knowledge is beyond clever, kinda like I'm prophetic. Bottle it and try to sell it. Shock into your mind shell like a Vietnam vet. Honestly, I'm not well, I should see a doc next. Lock me in a hospice for hours you cannot visit. Obviously, I'm God blessed. Honor me, I'm priceless. I'm dabbling a vibe fresh. Pop it in your ride's deck. Time to get up out the session. Gotta catch a flight west. Clap them hands for me and my mans. If you sit and just stand, get it up. It's Rhetmatic and Buff understand. This is the plan, get it up. Get it up one time, get it up. Get it up two times, get it up. Clap them hands for me and my mans. If you sit and just stand, get it up. When the stage gets the